What's up, guys? Welcome back to the GoFam LA podcast, where we talk about pretty much everything. And today I have Landon and Nate. Nate isn't a part of the group, but I brought him on here anyway because these are my boyfriend's friends, and I got some questions for these people. No, but Landon, I do want you to shout out your podcast. It's about to come
my
up soon.
My podcast? Soon we are going to be dropping NFG podcast / No Fucks Given podcast, which is basically all unfiltered, and we say anything the fuck we want.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for you guys. But anyway, yeah, and this is Nate, by the way. He's known Jake for, you said 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've known him forever. So I'm about to ask you guys some juicy-ass questions about him really quick. We're in the midst of a little bit of a... I'm not even going to get into it. Anyway, so, okay, my first question that I had for you guys was, who is your favorite ex-girlfriend of Jake's? Not including me, of course, because, like that's unfair because I'm, like, your favorite already. But, like...
Sure.
If I wasn't on the roster, who would you pick?
If you weren't on the roster, yeah, it'd have to be Caitlin Hernandez.
Yeah, I'd go for that, too.
Okay, I mean, Caitlin's cool.
No, Caitlin, like...
I mean, you said her full name.
Because, like...
Everyone knows who she is now.
But she was also my ex's cousin, so...
Facts.
What? So I knew her, yeah.
And I met Jacob through her, actually.
Yeah. He has told me, like, he wouldn't have a lot of you guys if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
I know, right?
When did you meet Jake? Like, what year?
I met Jake literally the start of whatever that year was after he met Kate.
That was, like...
what was the day that... we were in Ladera, and I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't know if I was there.
No, what's it called? I met him the day in Ladera. Actually, I think it was just the beginning of 2020. This is 2022, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, beginning of 2021.
Oh, okay. So for like a year, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, same. That's weird. I've known them for a year.
Wait.
Literally.
2021.
Probably, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, duh.
Wait, didn't you meet them on the Tuesday podcast?
Yeah.
Or YouTube video?
That's when I met you. And were you there too? The Tuesday shoot?
Was that the one with that pink car that Isaac
yeah.
was?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
No, I wasn't there.
That's crazy. That's when I met Isaac too.
Yeah, no, Isaac was a goofball during that day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Those were pretty unforgiving.
Why didn't you go to the Tuesday shoot?
Because, oh my, the first music video... that I ever went to. It was Gavin's, I think, first music
Wait,
video.
Wait, hold on. I'm taking off my shoes. I'm sorry if my feet stink.
Was, I think, the one with, like, Kel. I don't know if that was his first one, but that's the first one I went to. And that one, I was there all day.
Were
like,
you in it?
I was in it, yeah. But, like, for a split second, I was in it in the actual video that actually got posted. But I was in a couple different scenes that we did. But I mean, we were there all day, like
no, yeah, it's the
all
same
day,
for the
all
Tuesday,
night. It was hell. But I mean, we were just in like a giant like building in the middle of LA, so like we had like nothing to do. But like you guys, like it seemed like a lot of fun for you guys because like you.
I mean,
low key, I wanted to leave after the first 4 hours because
yeah,
the first 4 hours.
No, okay. So basically, all of Jacob's friends / Gavin's friends, we all weren't like. We were there for the whole sit, so 11, 12 hours. Like, we were there till, like, 1 in the morning, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to leave.
Yeah, I think I was at this house
but
waiting for you guys to come
we
back.
We were sitting there for a solid 10 hours of it, and then the last, like, 30 minutes, we decided, like, we filmed, like, maybe a 3-second clip.
Bro, I was so scared of Teresa and Brian when I first met them. I was petrified.
The first time I met you, you poured hot sauce all over me.
All over you. And the first time I met Jake, I instantly knew man is mine. Anyway, sorry. Keep talking about my boyfriend. But anyway. So let's talk about something else. I did have a question for you guys, but it just ran out of my head. What was it gonna be?
I have no clue.
Damn.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
You gotta tell me.
But okay, so what is like your favorite memory with Jake?
Oh, I already know it. It's embarrassing, though. It's embarrassing for
Jake. Is it, like, kind of kid-friendly?
Oh, it's kid-friendly for sure.
Okay.
No, like, this is, like, when we were little innocent kids. I was literally just talking about it earlier today. Like,
what
is it? With Dave. It's really called, like, we made up this game called Adaptoids.
Oh, you're talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. It's so funny. We were, like, so I was probably... I don't know how old we were. We were young. This was like when he lived in Yorba Linda. So I was probably like 10, 12, maybe. And we would always play this game, and it was during winter, so it was freezing at night. We would go in the unheated pool. Like, they had, like, this giant ledge that we would jump off of, and whoever, like, could get the farthest and then swim, like, fastest across, like, pretty much would win. But we'd, like, just keep on doing it over and over just for the fun of it.
And what was the name of the game?
Adaptoids.
Why? Why did you name it that?
Because, like, we had to, like, adapt to, like, the cold water. Oh, it was freezing.
I can see that. All right.
It was, that, it, like, that was the whole objective of the game because it was so cold in the pool. Like,
yeah.
Every time we would hop in, we would be, like, just sprinting for our lives to the other side because it was so fucking cold.
Basically, swim and get hypothermia was the
Yeah. It was pretty much swim, get hypothermia, but then they had a hot tub right next to the ledge.
Oh,
so, like, that would hit. Like,
wait, did you guys know that that could kill you, that shock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, really bad for you. But kids do it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I have...
The feeling's worth it.
Oh, I don't know.
So, I remember my question. So, I was talking to Jake about this, like, probably 3-4 months ago, and he was telling me that everyone in OC just think, like, they just don't like me. That they're like, yeah, like, just break up with her. Like, it's not worth it or whatever. So is that true? Like, do all of his guy friends in OC just talk shit about me?
No.
No.
Then why'd he tell me that?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know.
Really?
So, yeah, no.
Are you being for real, for real?
Isaac judges the fuck out of you.
Oh, well, I don't really care about Isaac.
Oh, yeah. Isaac's a clown, but, like.
Yeah.
That's about it.
No, like, because nobody else really knows you. So, like, they have nothing to say. Like,
right. So they should all shut their mouth.
But they didn't say anything.
Other than Isaac, by your forehead. Yeah.
Okay, I don't. My forehead really is not that big, though.
Yeah.
It's not. Don't, Brian, turn around.
Brian is little. Oh my,
bro, my forehead is not ever. That big.
Shave off those baby hairs.
Fuck you.
Dude, I have to do that.
That's okay. I have baby hairs too. I have a fat forehead. If I got rid of my baby hairs,
push back your hair. You don't even have a fat forehead. I have a question about guys. Do you guys, like, get insecure about, like,
all
little things?
All the fucking time, bro.
Really?
My knees. I hate my knees.
That is such a weird...
Oh, about, like, body parts or, like...
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, even, like, I don't know, the way your eyebrows are shaped or the way your lips move. Like, I don't
know. Of course, yeah. I mean,
I feel like that's everyone.
No, that's literally every single person.
That's for a minute. I was, like, self-conscious about, like, not having a bridge for a nose, dog. Because, like, everyone in middle school just put their fist right there and, like... It fits perfectly.
That's damn, fucked. I never noticed that until you pointed that out.
Yeah, I got like no bridge. I got a smushed face, but that's like most Asians.
You don't really have a smushed face though.
Like I didn't even notice it ever. Like,
is that
I
still
never
an insecurity?
Up...
No, I don't really give a fuck because everyone's like, dog, sorry. I wish I didn't have a fat like nose bridge. I'm like, I got zero.
Oh yeah, like people that like won nose jobs and shit.
Yeah,
and like
they're
fuck
like
because
they like
one.
Boost my confidence. They're like your nose is a fucking blessing. I'm like it's my nose, dog.
I mean, yeah, sure, whatever you want to call it, sure. I mean, it's just a nose on my head, but yeah. Sure.
What were you gonna say though before I cut you off,
dude? I think I forgot. Oh, like yeah. When I was growing up, like I know that like Sam, like where Landon goes to school is way different than when I like where I went to school.
The place I go to school, the first day of my freshman year, I watched a kid get knocked out in the hallway. And then the couple weeks after, two girls got down. And then like a later on, right before COVID hit, like a month before COVID hit, this kid got jumped, like completely beat the shit out of by like 8 dudes.
I want to talk about OC. Can we get into that?
Sure.
Because it's, I'm so sorry, I keep yet. Hitting you. So I, pretty much everyone knows this. I grew up in Bakersfield where it's like Compton meets Texas. So think about like... Yeah, I'm going to F you up, but I'm going to come on my horse type shit. So I want to know what is OC like? Because you guys come home and you have all these crazy ass stories and these crazy ass videos. Like my version of OC, when I think of it, I think suburbs.
See, so OC, it has those white suburb areas. But like, let's be like, so a good example is like San Juan or San Clemente. They're like, they have their bougie rich side and then they have their...
The rough side.
Ghetto side.
Like Santa Ana. Yeah. Like there's certain areas like Santa Ana.
Yeah, there's
Ana.
Some like nice ass areas.
I mean, it, honestly, then. Everything just depends on where you're going. But
and
like,
at the end of the day, there's like the people who actually like do crazy stuff and actually are scary in a way. But like, and then there's those ones who act like they're hard shit when they're really not. And they grew up with their full family. Like,
yeah.
Do you want this? Oh, here, have it.
Right.
Push 9/11. Oh, take it.
Gosh, I hate those people. Sorry if you're that person. I don't like you. So what are like some OC stereotypes that you've heard that aren't true? or that are true?
I don't know Orange County stereotypes.
I don't know Orange County stereotypes either. I just have different places in OC stereotype. Like right now, I'm being called a Newport kid because I don't hang out in my area anymore.
That's so like whack. Like I don't. Who gives a crap where you're hanging out, bro? Like who cares, bro?
Yeah.
Who? Like I don't understand because like
you're in a very like kind of cut off area. Like I've never heard anyone talk about the area of OC you're in. I'm not gonna lie.
What area are you in?
Well, I'm in like Foothill Ranch, Lake Forest. It's really new.
Yeah. Like, all, the only thing I've heard about Ranch, like
but it's like in Lake Forest, sort of.
Oh, wait, that's Irvine. For instance, Irvine's known for having billions of Asians and shitty drivers because they know Asians shitty driving.
Which is where I went to school.
But yeah, low key, that's like kind of true. I'm not even gonna lie. And then Laguna, rich white beach kids. San Clemente, surfer kids / ghetto kids.
Wait, talk about Huntington. Blah, blah, blah. What is Huntington known for?
Huntington's known for...
Huntington has a lot of different things.
We have basically, the KKK there as yeah, well.
That, and all I've heard...
Well, I'm not aware of that.
All I've heard from like OC kids in my area is that like everyone in Huntington has an STD / ran through, which isn't true.
Oh, no, that is...
I believe that.
No, that
but
is...
But like, it's not true from like a very few amount, but yeah. It's basically just...
Oh, no, I believe it. Just so you guys know, I'm not, like... I wasn't born in Huntington. Okay, so that's not me. But I believe it 100%. I mean, the girls out there are crazy.
If anyone from OC watches this, I'm going to get my shit rocked eventually.
I mean, you can try to rock me. I'm all 10 toes.
You're the one that don't hang out in OC, though.
Nope. Well, I'm in LA. Come find me. Okay, so I have another question for you guys. What are the girls like out there? Are they stuck up? let's talk about girls. Famous girls, which is weird.
Huh?
Yeah, you know a lot of relevant girls. Know a lot of hot girls too.
They're not relevant.
It's because we're from Orange County. Yeah. Like we're literally from the beach. Like that's like I guess that's like the OC stereotype now that you're asking is like kind of beach kid shit.
Yeah. Heart the beach. Like it's in their bio and shit. I'd be like, get the fuck away from
that's
me.
That's definitely like that's a lot of like,
only Insta posts with like bathing suit pictures.
That's an OC thing.
My God, it so is an OC thing. Do you know it's who I'm bad. Thinking of right now? I want to say the name, but it's going to give her ass some clout and she'll go, oh, you're talking about me, like, bitch, you won't do shit. Anyway, so yeah, that one thing I hate about OC girls is the beach part. What?
I'm confused. I don't know who you were talking about. Yeah. I don't know who you were referring to.
I feel like he's the only one who understood who I was talking about.
There is multiple.
There's I'm a so lot of women sick.
So many. It's so common in OC that like I don't even know who she's talking about.
Yeah, true skis. Okay, so this is off topic, but did you guys know that Nate and Casey, that was Nate's first girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Like, I would love to, like, I don't know, like dating at a young age, like, isn't that kind of weird? Like, would you allow your kids to date at a young age?
Sure. Whatever. They can learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, honestly, if you date at a young age, you're just going to mature quicker. I'm probably going to promote it. Like, go date someone. Go get your heart broken. Go get played.
At, like, a certain age, though, or what?
Yeah, but like 14, 15.
I give 16, to be honest.
I'll give them... Well, it depends if it's a boy or girl, to be honest.
No, because
OC... For my preference.
Yeah, because you're sexist. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, if you, like... I don't know. There's a lot more to worry about from girls than boys, you know?
Yeah. Girls are, like fragile. Girls,
yeah, exactly. Like, but boys, like, you can just teach them to tough it out. Like,
right.
Which kind of sucks, but...
Yeah, but, like, that's part of life as a...
Yeah, as a dude, is that what you guys hear, like, a lot of the time? Is like,
I see it on
up,
TikTok every time up. I go on it.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Like, yeah, right now, like, on TikTok, male, like, masculinity is, like, a really, like, it's controversial
yeah.
thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even like, my
four and like men's mental health and stuff like
that.
I
also might say something about us because TikTok kind of like follows like,
is it
I don't
still
know
Jay?
Why. I feel like TikTok, like our phones listen to us and whenever I talk about something new, it pops up on my Explorer For You page.
Do you guys want to talk about conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went from girls to conspiracy theories.
Like that. Because my mind just goes.
You guys won't get to hear the full story of OC girls anymore.
I'm so sorry. Fuck off. Anyway, so, because I know one of them was waiting. Landon, say my name. Say my name, Landon. I just know it. Because they're watching this in their car. Because I remember the story you told me.
I know who he wants to say whose name.
Don't even say
well, which
it.
One?
Which one? Okay, let's go back into our conspiracy theories. So, I believe that the world is... This boy. Oh my
what?
God. I believe that the world is flat.
What in God's green earth is happening
okay,
right now?
Okay.
What
okay.
in the world?
That was a bombshell. I thought I was talking to like a common like sense person.
Common sense.
Okay, I'm not even going to argue about the flat earth because I have not done enough research or like not know anything about it to like actually like have real evidence to prove to you that it's not flat. So I'm not even going to step into that boundary.
Right. And I don't have any evidence to say that it's round either. So I can't.
That is true.
I mean, there is no true evidence. I feel like the only way I could really determine what shape it is if I go to space myself. Stop doing that face, Nate.
I think that there is a lot of evidence that can be used to support it. Either side, sure. But I mean, I think that personally,
have a person fly across the world, like just in a line or a circle.
I'm sure there's evidence. I just don't know it.
They say that when you're in a plane, you can see the curve, but I don't personally.
You can see the curve.
The curve of the Earth is like the point to where you can't see anything anymore.
Because the Earth is so big, you know.
Like it's like past like vision, like you can't, like your eyes will not be able to like see that far.
Okay, this flat earth conspiracy shit like got me feeling mad dumb. All right, basically my only conspiracy theory that I think of is that either we're in a simulation or we're going through a DMT trip.
I don't believe
that DMT
that one's crazy to think of,
because DMT goes through your crazy. Like I did research on this drug, apparently it goes through your body when you die and you like relive your whole fucking life in the span of like 10 minutes and then you die. But apparently, like, people, like, I know some friends who have taken it because, like, OC is not, like, the best drug-wise. But
that's for sure.
Basically, you can astral project, you can live someone else's life. Like, it's trippy. Like, what if I'm in a DMT trip right now and I'm just, like, living, like, another dude's life for, like, but in reality, I'm going to wake up and, like, it's going to be, like, 20 minutes pass by and I'm a completely different person. What if I'm, like, some white, preppy girl from London, dog.
You're a
like,
girl and, from London.
And I'm taking DMT, and I'm this Asian dude right now doing a podcast, and then I wake up eventually once I die in this, like.
And you're like, oh cheerio, gotta go get my tea.
Yeah,
dude, nah, I don't believe in any conspiracy theories.
Really?
Not one.
Well, we're probably about to change your mind today.
I'd hope you do.
What about aliens? Oh.
I could see that.
That's a conspiracy theory.
You dumbass.
It's honestly, personally, like,
man's struggling. He's new to this.
No, like, I'm trying to, like, introduce the my point of view of it.
Okay.
Take your time.
I mean, because I do not think that the Earth is flat, and I believe that we are on a planet, and that we are in a universe.
Right.
That there are an unlimited amount of universes, and, like, honestly.
Like multiverse.
Yeah, kind of. But like, I believe that there is at least one other form of life.
On some Doctor Strange type shit, dog.
Yeah, but like, I don't know it for a fact. I don't like believe in it. Like, I don't think about it 24/7. But it's something that I could believe. Like, if someone were to present me like evidence in front of me that aliens were real, sure, I could believe that.
I try not to focus on that because, you know, we're just like discovering how to live on another planet. So I have a very strong feeling I'm not going to be alive to see if we make it out of this like solar system.
Oh, God. I mean, Elon Musk, though, is a very smart man. And I feel like if anyone's going to get it done, it's him. And he could get it done pretty soon. So,
I don't think electric power can take you to another universe. Maybe.
That's your opinion.
Well, no, I mean, he also owns the company SpaceX.
That's true. And he did send a car up to space. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I feel like what happens when the world runs out of like gas and oil and shit for like machines? And like what happens when we don't have enough like gas to supply a fucking spaceship going to space? Like gas is fucking $6 to $7 in California right now.
Like, bro, you're speaking true facts right now. But I have a question. How the fuck does a Tesla work with no gas?
It's electric.
But how does it go?
Yeah, it's a battery. The like, how does my phone work?
It's literally just a matter of
it's a bunch of like little pieces of metal put together.
I'm confused on gravity right now. I'm like literally tripping. How the fuck is gravity a thing? Did we make that shit up?
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Nate's already tired of me.
No, I think it's funny. But like, it's like goofy funny, you know?
Goofy funny.
Wait, Nate, you were in Costa Rica with us. You remember
that?
Yeah,
that was a movie.
Did you hate me in Costa Rica?
No.
Be honest, because there was a vibe.
No.
There was
I did
a
not
vibe
hate
in
you in
house.
Costa Rica at all.
there was a vibe in the house.
Dude, I don't care what you say. I could strongly say that I did not.
He's hate getting
you
in nervous Costa Rica. Right now. You could tell.
I did not hate you in Costa Rica.
Yeah, there was some shit that went down in Costa Rica.
No, I think that the whole drama was stupid there.
I know exactly what went down.
But
in Costa Rica.
I also understand because I went through the same drama on like a similar vacation, like because you know.
So, how do you? I don't even know how to talk about this. And low key, I'm a little uncomfortable talking about it, but.
I mean, you don't have to.
I want to know.
All right.
In Costa Rica.
Oh, it's another question for me. All right.
Yeah. In Costa Rica, when me and Jake were fighting, like, what was going through your mind? Like, damn, this is annoying. Or like, Jake's right, Electra's wrong. Like, what was going through your head?
I didn't pick a side. I knew that because I've been in my own relationship too. So I know that every relationship has its, like, you know, fall throughs or whatever. Not even like fall throughs, but like, just like errors that. Not errors. What's the word I'm looking for? Like
ups and downs. I don't know.
Yeah. Like every relationship has its ups and downs. So, I mean, I was respecting that, but like, it's also like hard to be on a vacation. Like when people are like, you know, arguing and shit. Yeah. Especially.
Is it even really a vacation at that point?
Yes. It was definitely a vacation. That was a lot of fun.
Tropical scenery, but with the same thing.
But yeah, with the same bullshit going on.
Yeah.
No, yeah. These two had their own bullshit going on while me, Andy, and Garvin were just like, let's go do some shit, man. Like, or like, I don't know. We would just do whatever. I mean, we're always doing something in Costa Rica, though.
Yeah.
So the only time that you guys really had time to like argue or fight was like when after, like at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then by that point, it honestly was just like socially awkward, like that the fighting was going on between everybody.
Yeah.
It was like, it was just like an awkward type of thing more than like me being mad at anybody.
What do you guys think about me and Jake being together? Do you guys think like what, we're too toxic for each other? Like, what do you guys think?
You have a fucked up like idea of love. I'm not even going to lie.
Whoa.
Well, I didn't grow up with a dad. So I don't know how to accept. I don't know how to accept love from a
That's
man or love a man.
I feel like the relationship.
That's new information for me.
I just personally feel like the relationship is very toxic.
Oh, 100%.
I've deadass come up here one day, like to be like a couple of therapists. You know.
Yeah, and you literally came up here for that reason because you were gonna fix the problem.
I was a couple therapists, and guess what? It got fixed. Well, for that day.
And yeah. I was mad because you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a lot of the times, I'm not even gonna
cap. The fuck out.
Huh?
That's not even true. A lot of the time, sometimes it is, not even a lot of the time, sometimes it is my fault because I'm stubborn, but so is he. Like, we're so alike that it's like we bump heads until the other one gives up. Like,
that makes sense. I know that Jake doesn't give up on,
he doesn't.
Jacob, when I even argue with him about like the stupidest like shit ever, like whether like us being right about a fact about an animal or some bullshit is
bro,
wrong,
Jacob, we got into a fight Jacob over a fish.
I that's what I'm telling you, man.
No,
like, Jacob does not
fish.
Back down.
No, that's
he
a salmon. No, that's
to
a
be
tuna.
Right. But like, I don't know. I mean,
he's never
it's
wrong.
Whatever.
He's
I mean,
never
I've
wrong.
I've known him for 10 years, so I know how to get around it. But
yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to get around it completely yet. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna step away from this conversation before I say something stupid, or I don't know.
But then that like that I feel like that brings more tension. So I like, I don't know. Like
I mean,
one more thing. I
like
more
sometimes
thing
like
a relationship.
What?
Personally. I just don't think no relationship should, like, because y'all, like, you moved into this house, like, hella quick. You had your own room and everything.
Yeah,
shit,
a lot
took
of people,
my room, bro.
A lot of people don't even know that I literally have a room and a
like,
bathroom.
Like, dog, here. Like, she has a full
she took
wardrobe closet.
I was supposed to live here in the fucking summer.
Bathroom
really?
Decorated, no. LEDs, etc.
Oh, you should have told.
Sorry,
I mean, I'm not
bad.
Here now.
Oh, no, I know. But, I mean, Nate's in there, so, I mean,
yeah.
It's whatever.
But I mean, yeah, I had my own bathroom, and I think that was really hard in our relationship too, because it's like we're teenagers, basically. Kinda
yeah,
like
that's
together.
Something you do after like two, three. That's even like I don't even
like,
know.
No,
like,
I
four
I,
years.
Yeah, but it should be a year plus, and if you really are like that well together, then maybe. But even then,
I mean, but
like,
if we can get through this, we can get through anything.
Optimism, people.
Optimism. Yes, optimism. But
it's a powerful tool.
There was something that I was going to say about the fucking arguing thing. But yeah, me and Jake are just way too alike. So, but like, seriously though, how do you guys feel like about me and Jake being together? Should we just not be together? Like, first off, no. Let's start from the beginning. When we first started dating, what did you guys think? What did you think? Because you were around for that.
When we first started dating, I was low-key pressed.
When we first started dating or when me and Jake first started dating?
Oh, shit. My bad. I worded that wrong. When Jake and Electra started dating.
That was very bad.
Yeah. When Electra and Jacob started dating, I personally thought, like, I'm not really fucking with this because, like, kind of like, dog, we were in our, like, summer phase.
I know.
Oh, that's when you guys were having the hot boy summer.
But we got together in November, though. That's when we started dating in November.
Okay, but like
hot boy summer.
We were on and off, crazy. Like flirting.
Hot boy summer went to hot boy winter real quick.
No, that ass.
It went to down boy, well, down winter? Bad winter.
Oh shit, fall. Hot boy fall.
Hot boy fall.
I don't even know.
But yeah.
I mean.
That whole thing. That
basically,
whole
I possessed Jacob's mind, and he like joined me for the road of.
That was like a whore. Yeah. That was a group chat effort, not a Landon effort.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But
yeah, I'm so scared of the boys' group chat.
Okay, so first of all, Landon, that was a really bad wording, possessing Jacob.
Oh, no, yeah, that was really bad wording. what's it called? I was a big influence on Jacob because, like, you know, I got my heart broken and, you know. Well, no, I got fucked over so bad and, like, framed, too. Not framed, but, like.
I forgot what happened, so this will be refreshing.
The one where I got accused of something and it never even happened.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, I'm traumatized as fuck from that.
For real?
And, like, first girlfriend.
That was your first girlfriend?
Yeah, that was my first. I've only had one girlfriend in my life. First girlfriend, you know. But, like, your name's not being mentioned, so if you bitch at me after this, I'm going to shut you the fuck up. She cheated on me.
Aggressive.
She cheated on me, and I was a petty little fuck, and I cheated back.
I know. You were telling me. You were plotting. You literally plotted that.
And then we ended it, like, agreed, and then she got back with her ex, and then a week later, I was like, no, I'm going to give it a second chance. And, and then we got back together, and that, like, low-key lasted for a minute, and then I ended shit with her over, like, seeing some, like, receipts of, like, her plans for the future. And I ended it before she could, and then.
What does that mean, like relationship?
Or yeah,
like
I ended the relationship before she could, and then I got accused of something I never did.
Oh wow!
I didn't mention her name, so we can say
that is plotting, man.
Yeah. Wait, no, I'm not gonna say.
Yeah,
that
don't
is.
Say it. Yeah. So what were you? What was going through your head when me and Jake?
Dude, I honestly forgot when you two started dating.
November, bro. You're fucked up. He's about to go look at snap memories really quick just to make sure.
No, I didn't know exactly when you guys started officially dating. I just knew that you guys were a thing for a long time.
Yeah, we became exclusive in November. I mean, honestly, did I just see in your... Oh my God, I thought I saw a naked booty.
You probably did.
I probably did.
Maybe his brother's.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
it was Isaac.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, that's another thing. You boys just take pictures of each other like...
Oh, yeah.
Weird pictures of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Very weird pictures of each other.
Landon has a clip from this house when... Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. It was just... Hold on, let's not get into detail.
No, I'm getting into detail.
I have to say this because I have to leave, but this podcast is going to continue on all streaming platforms for podcasts. So, like, Spotify, Apple... Is it Apple Music, Brian? Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to podcasts, because we are cutting this right here. And if you want to hear the rest of what they're about to get into, you got to head over there to hear it. But otherwise, for right now, I will see y'all later. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on your post notifications so you don't miss an upload.
Not even going to cap. I forgot what I was talking about.
I'm so sorry. But continue. Talk about the bad shit that happens in this house
So two of Jacob's friends, because this house used to be literally a boy's house with like 8 to 9 guys
before
a night. This house was a sausage fest, and there was a bad point in time. There was a bad phase where, like, if you got caught lacking showering, because none of the locks are secure.
No,
you can easily pick every single one of them. So if you're taking a shower, someone unlocks it. Oh, you're fucked. You're naked in the fucking shower, taking your goddamn shower. They take your clothes too.
They take everything.
They take everything you have,
especially Gavin.
Yeah. And then
Gavin's a culprit.
And then they like figure out creative ways to like fuck you over. Like, for instance, if you're taking a super hot shower, Parsa got like ice cold water and poured it all over Isaac.
Did that happen? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it did. Or I don't know if it was Gavin or Parsa. I don't know. Parsa and Gavin were probably the two biggest menaces in this house.
Yeah, definitely.
Invaded privacy.
Crossing the lines for sure.
On God.
Definitely Gavin. I mean, I have some pretty... I have some flashbacks with Gavin when, I mean, shit, he used to jump on the trampoline naked as shit.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, like, after we'd get out, like, so in this Yorba Linda house, Gavin was very open.
Maybe we can't be saying this.
I mean, he was four.
Dude, he was not four.
Oh.
He was, like, nine. Oh. I think he was nine. So he was, like, 9 years old. And after we'd get out of the pool sometimes, and he'd literally, like, take off, like, he'd step out of the steps, go onto the concrete, and just whoosh. And I'm like, bro, like, it was a regular thing. So, like, every time it would happen, we'd always complain to Teresa and be like, Teresa, why is Gavin naked? Like, and she'd be like, oh, it's just Gavin. And I'm like, God damn it. What the fuck, man? Like, I'm staring at this dude naked right in front of me, bro. And so on occasion, he would continue to walk over to the trampoline that he used to have and literally just start doing double backs naked.
Okay, see, that's a little much. But, like, personally, I feel like at the same time, like, guy groups are naturally just sus for each other. Like, it's just a thing. Like, if you aren't, like, a little bit fruity for your friend group, like, then that might be saying something about you. Maybe you are the fruity one, like, legitimately.
Dude, I could not.
Which can make some guys uncomfortable in the group, but, like, basically, if you're a little fruity, that's valid. That means you're straight. Like, no.
I'm not going to have anything to say about
you just,
that.
You know, our friend group just has a deep love for each other. Oh, that did not sound right.
Yeah, no, that didn't
sound right. I don't know how to validate, like, the fruitiness in friend
groups.
Okay,
like,
guys.
Friend groups fuck around.
Yeah, friend groups fuck around. Like,
it happens. Like, for instance, literally, we just fuck around.
I know so many girls who, like, just kiss each other for the fucks of it, or, like, teach each other how to kiss, or they're like, oh, you're a really good kisser. Oh, no way. You are also really good. You know what's also weird? Girls are, like, way too comfortable. They wear each other's clothes all the fucking time.
I mean, honestly, I'm not a girl, so I'm not going to say anything about it. But, yeah, they're very comfortable with each other.
Okay, sadly, like, nudes at a young age is a very common thing. For some weird reason, fucking girls send each other nudes for validation before sending it to a guy. And then...
No, thank you. I'm okay.
That's what I've heard, at least. But do not do that. That's stupid. You're doing that to, like, please your fucking guy for, like, a couple seconds. And the next thing you know, boom, you're in a fucking group chat.
That ass. No, that's literally how it is.
Boom, you're a fucking collectible Pokemon card and a fuck ton of dudes snaps my eyes.
No, that's, like, literally, like, guys will connect. Or, I mean, not connect, collect. Yeah. Like, literal, just, like... Like, their my eyes is just loaded.
Like,
just
I don't know if that's just like nudes. I don't know if that's just like a Cali thing, but it's like, it's kind of concerning.
I don't know.
I think it's a middle school phase thing for those kids, but
probably.
Who knows?
I don't know.
See, we can't come off of improv, so I have no clue what else to talk about without Electra.
Yeah, but I mean, at least Brian's getting entertained, especially about the shit about Gavin being naked. Yeah, what the hell, Brian? I'm fucking around.
All right, but, like, on some real shit, now that she's not here, like, what do you think about the relationship?
Okay.
I just feel like the relationship is not the best, and I feel like I personally don't... I don't support it in my personal opinion.
I don't support it either. Honestly, like, since Costa Rica, it's just been a downhill. Like, it's been a snowball.
I don't know why I like holding this so much.
I know. It's like...
It's addicting.
It's just something to do while
I understand why Gavin holds it now. Like, I was like, why the fuck does he always, like, play with it and shit? I was like, okay, I can kind of see it now. So thank you all for listening to this extended audio with me and Nathan only.
Yeah.
I mean, we're struggling to think of ideas on what to talk to.
I mean, I'm sure I could whip something up, but I mean...
Mostly personal stuff that shouldn't be online. So we're going to cut this short. I'm really sorry, but...
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next GoatFam podcast.
Thanks, Landon, for having me, and I guess Electra.
Of course.
Oh, wait. Are you even, like, huh?
I don't even know if I'm a host. I feel like I'm a guest on this one.
I don't know. I'm always here, so I kind of feel like a host.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not anything related with GoFam. But anyways, see you guys on the next one. Or I guess Electra will.
Yeah, Electra and Gavin will. We won't.
See you guys.